My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
With Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. This is the New World Report. The headlines: Brazilian President Lula da Silva to promote closer ties on Africa visit. He's traveling to Africa, to Egypt and Ethiopia, for example. At the same time, there have been arrests, detentions, headlines these last days of illustrating the larger story of former President Bolsonaro, who is accused, the allegation goes, of planning a coup with his military and police authorities in the summer before the election. Some have been arrested, some have been detained, some have been searched. Mr. Bolsonaro is disenfranchised from running again. The story continues, however, with moves in the last week making allegations more complete about the planning. There are some inconsistencies here. However, Professor, my concern is to understand Brazil. The electorate is almost 50-50. It was a very close election, good for democracy. At the same time, Mr. Bolsonaro is now disenfranchised. So these continuing moves against this larger and larger allegation of coup masters meeting and cutting up the country and planning to take over the government, who does that serve? Because half the country is alarmed by it and incensed.
Well, John, in some ways it serves no one because it contributes to polarization within Brazil, because those people who are Bolsonaro's core supporters, the people who really felt neglected by the political correctness in Brazil, not unlike what we have in the United States with President Trump, those people will continue to see themselves persecuted and Bolsonaro persecuted, while at the same time, those people who are more on the left and center left will see this as farther evidence of essentially anti-constitutional behavior by Bolsonaro. At another level, this really is kind of the final act in the play of the alleged January 8th attempt to overturn democracy in Brazil. But it also really kind of farther tears apart not only Bolsonaro, who, as you pointed out, will not be running again. I mean, he's been legally disenfranchised and has really no clear vehicle to appeal that. I think there's a total of eight different cases that are proceeding against him.
30 seconds, Professor. 30 seconds.
But it also really undercuts his Liberal Party. So the president of the party, Vladimir Costa Neto, was arrested on separate charges. But the other charges, the arrests against the actions against aides, Felipe Martin, one of his advisors, his vice president, Walter Braga Neto, and others, this constant drumbeat, it's not so much about Bolsonaro, but the legacy of the Liberal Party, which would carry forth the Bolsonaro cause going into the future as an alternative to Lula and the Workers' Party. Party and the Brazilian left.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, The New World Report. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.